Don't you enjoy fall in Minnesota? The leaves change colors, the kids are back in school, and the apples are ready for picking. So what do apples and insurance have in common? That's a great question. When it comes to getting an insurance quote, many people want an apples-to-apples comparison. The Canopy Group can't do that, and here's why. At the Canopy Group, we believe our clients deserve only the best insurance coverage for the best price. That's why we only offer our clients combined single-limit coverage. It's the best. Most captive carriers only offer split-limit coverage. You know, 100, 300. This type of coverage leaves you open to gaps and on the hook at claiming time. That doesn't work for you as it should. At the Canopy Group, we're often able to increase coverage from split limit to combined single limit and save clients money. If you want an apples-to-apples comparison, be prepared. The Canopy Group's apples are much bigger and better than the competition. To make sure you're getting the best insurance, call 800-967-3389 or visit thecanopygroup.com.
Oh, it's fun. Crazy. It's painful, but it's wonderful.
What is the name?
It's Royce Unchained.
Have you ever seen so much angst about a 3-1 football team, Patrick?
Yeah, what are we so upset about? This is the modern NFL. Every game is decided in the last 2 minutes. Last year they decided against them. This year they're deciding in their favor so far. I said they've won three. They've won three games in all the three major categories. They won the opener with defense. They won the second one with offense. And they won yesterday with the referees, which are the three most important elements of the NFL. And the refs came through for them yesterday. They gave them a couple of calls. The penalties were, what, 110 to 15 yards or something? And they had five first downs by penalty. The Saints had zero. We must be a very clean living. Maybe when you don't actually cover guys, you know, you're playing in that big umbrella, you don't get penalties.
Shell.
You know, you're playing in the shell, you don't get penalties because you aren't close enough to them. Maybe that's it. I don't know.
You're right, though.
But, yeah, it was, but what the hell? You know, look at them now. They're 3-1, right?
Mm-hmm.
They got 13 left. Mm-hmm. They win six.
Yes.
If they win six, they're in.
Yep.
They're in the playoffs if they win six. You know, of the last, and how could you avoid winning six?
That's the
thing.
You
got the Bears twice.
That's the thing.
Justin Fields, I said this on Twitter and I meant it. If he was still at Ohio State and everything was equal, he would not be the starting quarterback. C.J. Stroud would start in front of him. I'm not lying. C.J. Stroud is way better than this guy.
Mm-hmm.
This guy just throws it in a general direction. He can't see the field at all. You know, he's a pretty good athlete, but, they should be, you know, with their umbrella defense, they should be able to confuse the hell out of him. Plus, he doesn't have any, I mean, the team stinks.
Oh, the Bears are awful.
They are.
The Bears are trying to lose, which I admire.
Yes, but it might be impossible. They are 2-2, right? Didn't they win two somehow?
Yes, because the league stinks.
The NFC is pretty mediocre. The AFC is good, but yeah, I mean, they pulled it out. I thought, you know, I got to think they spent a lot of time the last 2 weeks whining to the league office about Jefferson being too much contact, being held.
That's right.
And, you know, then they ended up calling all those penalties against their pass defense. And, and he goes and catches 10 balls yesterday, and that makes all the difference in the world, right?
Absolutely,
yeah. I mean, because
I bet you're right.
The middle two weeks, he was not called for, you know, what did he catch total? He didn't have 100 yards total, right? The two games?
No, I think he's in the 40s, right?
Yeah. So, you know, when he goes and catches 10 again, then you're good again.
Mm-hmm.
But the you can't move the ball 40 yards on that hand-to-hand combat between Thielen and Latimer. I mean, Thielen's grabbing his face mask. And as you said, the even worse call was they called the hands to the face.
It's awful.
Why? You cannot. They still don't let you review penalties, right, in
Correct.
The league?
Yeah, you can't review that.
They talked about that for a while, but they didn't.
Which, by the way, I'm glad about.
Yeah, I think so, too. It would just become a complete fiasco. Like, baseball's next year. Now, there's some people suggesting that you be able to have a couple of challenges of balls and strikes. That would be unbelievable. That would be the complete ruination of the that you could
How many?
Have, you could have a couple challenges a game of balls and strikes.
No.
As long as you got the guys back there. By the way, as much as we whine about plate umpiring, and there's some bad ones.
Yep.
If not for the box, we would, you know, I think plate umpiring is better than it ever was.
Mm-hmm.
Because it has to be, because otherwise they look like idiots if the ball's a foot outside. But back in the day, John Hirschbeck would have missed 75% of them. So,
yes.
You know, so I mean.
But that was considered his zone back in the day.
Yes,
and,
that's right.
And we accepted zone.
Well, we didn't accept it, but it
was. It feels like we did to a certain point.
Yeah,
we know.
I did. I mean,
get ticked off.
You know, I told you the story about how Kelly. Tom Kelly paid attention. You know, he knew a lot of gamblers. He did not participate baseball-wise. He'd bet on a horse race.
Yep.
But he knew that I would once in a while pay attention anyway. I didn't bet much after I quit drinking. But you could still, he says, were you smart enough to bet on Maddox's game yesterday? And I said, no. He said, boy, you screwed that one up because Hirschbeck was behind the plate. He said, you knew he was going to pitch a two-hit shutout because he never had to throw a strike.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he'd
oh, God, yeah.
This thing, you know, this.
Yeah.
He always got this. Right. I'm holding my hands 4 inches apart. With Hirschbeck, he got this,
right.
You know, 8 inches apart. So anyway, yeah, so it would be a fiasco. But my biggest problem with the NFL is the I think the impact of officiating is greater in the NFL than in college football or any other sport. A lot of those guys in college football, the majority of the crews you see in college football do not go out onto the field saying, boy, I hope we can call 25 penalties. Mm-hmm. The NFL, they got more than half of their crews want to be on TV and want to call, when in doubt, throw a flag, rather than when in doubt, don't throw a flag.
Yes.
And yet, when we get to the playoffs, at least to the Super Bowls and stuff, they're kind of not doing that as much as they used to. But, you know, there's still the idea that you've seen a play, and 12 seconds later you find out that you didn't see a play. It just drives me crazy. They call so many penalties, it drives me nuts.
Yes. Well, and what I don't get is on the Thielen one, too, to your point, he clearly grabbed the guy's face mask.
Yes.
So just offset him.
Yeah, that's what you got to do.
Just offset him and you're done.
But you know, it has to be really grievous to move the ball 40 yards and decide the game, basically.
Yes.
You decided the game.
Yes.
You know, so, I mean, you can't just move. But what the hell? They owed us that one since 2009, right?
And
since we beat up Brett.
So last year at this time, 4 games in with Zim, 1-3, all 3 defeats by 1 score.
Yes.
This year,
yes,
3-1.
Yeah, all the same.
And the last two, exactly.
Well,
right.
The first one wasn't. The
no,
first,
but the last two, the last two are identical.
Yes. Yeah, they are. Yeah, you just it broke, and people think it's got something to do with the coaching or anything. No, it just broke your way. It broke your way instead of broke against you. And I said that before, now that they have won 2 of those toss-up games,
yes,
you know, it changes everything. And look around at the score. You got 15 games yesterday. We haven't had it started at byes yet, right?
Nope.
So you got 15 games, 10 of them. You didn't know who was going to win.
Well, how about
2 minutes
ago? How about the Packers game? The Patriots were down to the third quarterback, and
the Packers
almost lost.
They were terrible.
Yeah.
They were terrible.
That's the thing about
this. And Rodgers, the thing about Rodgers was, he said, he came out and said how terrible he was. He said, that's the worst I've ever played. I was terrible.
Mm-hmm.
And then he said, playing like this is not sustainable, but they're 3-1.
Right.
And somebody on Twitter said, they've played 2 good quarters and they're 3-1.
Yes.
You know,
but
they were terrible yesterday.
In this league, the difference is this now. The first month is your preseason.
Yes, that's true. And that's also the time to make hay, man.
Correct.
You know,
because
if you come out of it 3-1,
yep,
like the Vikings are. They're in the play. They're going to make the playoffs.
And fans are. But I mean, I've never heard so many.
What do they want?
We're playing terrible. We should win by a lot.
Why do they think they're good? Why do we think we're good?
Well, that's
the,
yes. That's
the defense is no good.
That's what I pointed out. The team's not that good.
Our guy Danny Hunter is invisible. He was got in on a couple of plays yesterday.
You know what he has? One quarterback hit, one sack in the opener. That's it. Four games.
Yes.
One quarterback hit.
And the other guy's made a few plays, got a sack yesterday, but it's not like he's a constant presence around the quarterback.
No, you're right.
And, you know, you beat an injured Saints team, but that's part of the game, too. It depends. Part of the luck of the draw is, are you healthy and they're hurt, or are you hurt and they're healthy?
Is Andy Dalton that much worse than Jameis Winston,
no,
too?
Not really. I don't think so.
See, that's the thing. It's not like they
no,
were down
and
to
not
the third
a
quarterback,
but I'm sure they missed Michael Thomas, yeah. And they missed, you know, they didn't have their starting running back, and then Ingram was out for a while, too. Yeah. But Ingram's old now, and he's not what he used
and
to
Kamara's
be.
And Kamara's not what he was a couple years back, either.
Yeah, but, yeah, I mean, but it's, and they were, I think they were missing one of their offensive linemen, too,
a
right?
A guard, yeah.
Which is, to me, that's, when I look at injuries, I look, who doesn't have their offensive line? That's and so far, these guys have played their four games in. They haven't lost an offensive lineman, right?
Yes.
That's good.
Now, the line didn't play great yesterday, but yes, you're right. They have not lost one.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, they're 3-1. What the hell? You know, I'm not saying you should have a parade. I was tempted to get up at 8:30 in the morning, go to a bar, you know, get up and go see. And then I was watching TV till 3 in the morning and didn't wake up in time. So I was watching some damn thing. I don't know what it was and didn't get up. But I wanted to go to a bar and see those 8:30 a.m. drinkers.
Yeah, I was told by someone at the Gopher tailgate on Saturday that the bar that they go to was going to start serving at 7:30.
I didn't think they could until 8.
I have no idea what the law is now.
8's the law.
Well, perhaps the bar violated the code.
I looked it up. Yeah, who's going to go and
pour a couple
I always thought it was 10 or noon or something on Sundays, but they changed that too, so it's all. When they changed the fact that you can buy off sale on Sundays, must have. Isn't that ungodly that until like 2 years ago? For 100 years we had, you can't buy booze on Sunday. What the hell was that
Still
about?
Can't buy a car on Sunday, right?
Yeah, that's right.
Why can't I buy wheels on a Sunday?
I don't know why.
Seems like a good day to go shopping.
They wanted, you know, it was the smaller liquor stores that mom and pop, you know, they have one employee. They didn't. Well, they want to have one day a week off. Why don't they take off Mondays?
I was told by a buddy, and I had no idea about this, Pat, in the business, who said liquor stores can't sell limes. Because the grocers won't allow it, because they aren't allowed to sell booze. So
limes?
So if you want
what
a gin and tonic,
I've bought limes from the liquor store in the last 3 months.
Really, my guy said that they at least couldn't
at Certix and at North Loop. They have that.
Then must
have.
Then
yeah,
must
Certix has got a little grocery store next
That's
door.
True.
Does that have something to do with
maybe?
Yeah,
my place does not have limes. I'll tell you that right now. I've looked all around that place.
You know what I do if a guy bought a big jug of vodka or gin, I'd give him a lime. Here's a lime.
Here's a lime.
Yeah, they can.
I'm with you.
They can't prevent me from giving away a lime, can they?
No.
No. What the hell? That's right.
I'm all about it.
So yeah, they're 3-1. They got they got the Bears. They're going to be 4-1. I saw my guy LaBelle, LVN, suggested. He says the Bears can for sure beat the Vikings. How? They're terrible.
It'll be too close, probably.
It'll be,
but
yeah,
the Vikings
it'll be
will
too
win.
Close. Yeah. Well, Fields is
and
terrible.
It's here.
Fields is not good. You know, Fields is
the Bears.
He can't. He's a very inaccurate thrower, and he has no awareness of who's going where, and he's not good.
And I think one of those. So the Bears' two wins came against the Niners in that monsoon,
mm-hmm.
which was just a fluke, and then the Texans, who were awful.
Yeah,
they're not going to. I don't.
He
think
had
be a good team.
Somebody said this stat out today. Fields is when he gets pressured.
Yeah,
it was 49 times, was it?
Yeah, I think it might be more.
49, maybe.
Yeah.
50, whatever. He's completed 5 passes when he gets pressured. He's an athlete. Yeah. He's supposed to respond to pressure. Isn't that supposed to be one of his assets? stepping away from pressure and finding somebody?
Ryan Poles is a genius. He's allowing him to fail on purpose as part of their plan.
Oh, yeah, probably.
Because they should have a great draft pick.
Yeah, again, but they're, you know, there's a fighting chance they'll screw it up. They're going to have to go draft another quarterback.
Yeah, but I mean, this is an entirely new staff.
Yes, that's
true. They could screw it up, but I would prefer to have my opportunity to draft a quarterback than to keep a kid like this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, it was weird. I watched quite a bit of football yesterday. I watched the end of the Bills, and who was this? Is it Marcus Peters who plays for Baltimore?
Yes, the former Ram, and I think he was a Chief before
he
that.
He was going insane at the end of the game because they didn't let him. He wanted to let him. He was telling them to let him score so they could get the ball back and tie him instead of letting him kick the field goal.
Oh, is that why he's going nuts?
Yeah, that's why he was going. Well, that's what they thought was the reason he was going nuts on the sideline. Now, Ravens, I like the fact that Harbaugh lets him, you know, he always has some crazy men on that team. And
right.
They're just, I'm not a big Lamar fan, though. He's not a very accurate passer either. I don't know. But, hey, 3-1, what the hell? It's pretty good. I think the biggest story in college football is Paul Chryst, however.
Yeah, how about that?
$16.8 million. I checked with our guy Oatsy today to see
By the way, is good friends with the Chrysts. Yes, so this probably didn't go over well with Oatsy.
No, it didn't go over well with Oatsy, but... I asked Oatsy, I said, is Jim Leonard part of a conspiracy? Or he says, not one chance in a million. He said he's really a very classy guy who was very loyal to Chryst and would not have done this. This was strictly, and I've heard this from somebody else, not Oatsy, but this was McCarron thought he was going to lose Leonard at the end of this year. He's going to become a head coach someplace.
Mm-hmm.
Finally, they've been waiting forever.
Mm-hmm.
And he wants Leonard to be their coach.
Okay.
And he used this opportunity of two straight clunkers, figuring there was enough, that Chryst was getting enough criticism that he could get away with doing it. But Chryst's record is 72% or something.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
I was shocked when I saw that.
I was too. For that kind of money? Holy cow.
Well, I just didn't think he'd be fired that quickly. I know it's clunkers, but...
Yeah. Well, yeah, you'd think he'd let him... Apparently, there's stuff going on here about... you know that when Brewster got fired with 6 games to go, right? Because the other guy ended up 3-3, maybe 2-3. No, maybe 5 games to go.
Mm-hmm.
It was the first time in the history of the University of Minnesota that the coach had been fired mid-season. It's very rare in college football. They usually wait till the end of the season. Now it's you know.
Two Big Ten guys.
And
you got Herm.
My guy Herm. Five. And our guy at Colorado gets fired. And Mike Sanford. If Mike uses his offensive genius to win a couple, you think he's got a chance to be the coach? Wasn't he the head coach of Louisiana?
Yes. It was something small.
Something.
It was awful.
Yeah. He was awful.
Kentucky.
Yeah. Okay.
Right?
Western?
Yeah, I think it was a small Kentucky school.
Yeah, one of the Kentucky schools. And that's the best you can do for – why bother?
I don't know.
Why bother?
I don't know.
Interim. Now, the word is that if Leonard gets the Wisconsin job, supposedly, well, you know, that's why they did – if that's indeed why they did this. It looks like the guy that everybody thought Matt Campbell might be who the Nebraska went after, but now they're thinking Lance Leopold.
Kansas,
well, yeah.
Who wins there?
Yes, yeah.
Was Mace the last guy to win there?
Mace the last guy to win there. This guy spent like 15 years in Whitewater.
Yeah.
And he went to Buffalo for 6 or 7.
Wow.
But Chip was down there this weekend for homecoming or some damn thing. How about both those schools being 5-0? Anyway, he said he's an offensive – he says they're just doing great stuff offensively. And he's going to be the – supposedly going to be the hot ticket. And, mm-hmm. you know, and there's none of that. Now that they're in different conferences, as they have been for 20 years or however long, 15 years that Nebraska's been in the Big Ten, it's no – you know, you can –
Yeah, you can poach
him. It used to be that you can poach him now because they're in a different conference. Plus – if you're him, you got a chance to go to Nebraska, and you don't know what the hell the future of the Big 12 is going to be, you know, it would Kansas, there's not much Kansas could do to keep him, I wouldn't think. I don't know.
And I got to think of that school, that if you win like he is now,
well, Mace,
you take the payday.
Mace, you know, Mace had him rated number 4 in the country at one point, but then they last, before the year before we hired him, they'd slip back. And
well, Mace took the Georgia job, too.
Yes.
And then backed out.
Backed out for allegedly family reasons. So I think it was what he wanted to be around his kids or something. He was in the middle of a divorce.
And that was like 95, I think.
Yeah.
Long time
ago.
So.
Well, yeah, it was 95 because Mace came in 96 after the, oh, wait, no, 97.
Mace came in 97.
97 to 06, yeah. Mace, by 99, he had a turn pretty good. And then the last 3 years, they didn't tackle anybody. I don't know what happened.
Yeah.
You know, they just, for 03, they were pretty good.
He got him to a pretty damn good place considering where Wacker had him.
Oh, yeah.
Well,
that's the thing.
You know, before
he inherited that. Nothing. But
Mace
anyway.
Was at the tailgate on Saturday at Babu's tailgate.
Oh, is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, when I was on with Barrero plugging the book, he showed up, you know, it was at the fair. It was pretty hilarious because he looked at us and said, I said, which one of us treated you most unfairly? And he said, there's only two people at this entire fair I dislike, and I'm looking at both of them. It was pretty good. It was pretty good. Yeah, he's become Mr., you know.
Oh, he was great.
Yeah, being a non.
People were taking pictures with him now.
Oh, he's become Mr. Charm.
Mr. Accommodating.
Yeah,
I've always told you, my theory, it's the Louis.
Yeah.
Louis told him, here's what you got to do.
Yeah. Yeah.
Business. Become a businessman.
Come in and get in business and be a good outgoing guy.
And nobody will remember you were a jerk as a coach or whatever.
Well, I mean, they all
and Louis
are.
Wasn't really, but Mace definitely had some
coaching. But it still is one of the, I mean, until Paul Chris got fired, one of the goofiest things ever, firing him because he got his ass kicked in a meaningless bowl game.
After extending
in historic fashion. After extending him, yeah. I think Chris gets one of those, all of the rollovers, right? One of those, every time you got to have 4 more years left or something like that. One of the great coaching scams of ever. I got to be able to tell the recruits. Well, now they might leave. So what are we doing now? Do we really, you know, the transfer portal and all that, do we still? I was saying to somebody that, do we throw the COVID year in there now, too? Do you have to have the 5 years left after the...
whatever
after,
it is.
Yeah, the coach.
PJ will work on it.
PJ, now, that was bad Saturday, but if they, you know, they're going to go, they should win 9-3, something like that, shouldn't they? Illinois, Wisconsin and Iowa still stink.
Yeah.
Nebraska stinks.
Illinois doesn't necessarily stink,
no,
though.
They could get beat there, but... they're going to rip it up and he's going to be, he's 5.5 or 6 now. He'll be 8.
Mm-hmm.
He'll be 8 next time around. I mean, cause you know, if you got enough money, if this new money, which they don't even have yet, if you can just give a guy like Chris 16-3 to 8 to walk away, you're not worried about money at all anymore. Right.
Well, I mean, no, because the TV contract.
Yeah, but
now.
So you're still like 2 years away, right?
You know what? I don't think they care.
No.
Pat, I think they are banking on it.
Yeah, yeah, that is.
You're right.
It is true. It's
And if I'm Chris, I go home and say thank you very much.
Oh, heavens, yes.
I'm not going to put up with any more of this crap.
I never knew much about him, but I fell in love with him the day he was on the sideline against Miami, and you could read his lips and say, take that turnover chain and stick it, the bleeping turnover chain and stick it up your bleeping.
Yeah, I think he had a very colorful language playbook, but it was always, but in front of us, he didn't say anything.
Well, you know, Maturi wanted to hire him instead of Brewster.
Yes.
But didn't have the guts because they thought he'd get ripped because nobody really knew him that much and they were the best of buddies.
Yes.
You know? So they were too close of friends for that to happen. But I think he had a... For that low-key personality, at least in public, he had a pretty good run there. And now he gets a lot of money. He'll be able to buy a nice house out on Lake Mendota for that.
Oh, God.
wherever the hell he lives. He's a Madison boy, right? Though grew up there. The whole
I think
thing.
The whole family did.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Because he, it's him and was it Jeep Christ is his brother, who was like the OC for the Niners for a long time or a while.
And Dad was coach, right?
Yes,
the coach somewhere.
I think his dad and Maturi were the best of friends. And then became family friends because of that.
Yeah. Well. Anyway, wow, it's.
But this is. You know,
we thought it was extravagant when they gave Frost an extra $7.5 million to miss two games, but they got a win.
Right,
Mickey won one Saturday against somebody. I love the Gopher fans. The Gopher holders saying the season is not lost.
That's right.
They're tied for first place in the West.
Yeah.
Well, so is Northwestern.
Oh God! Yeah.
1-1.
Yep.
Let's if they go beat it. Now they get the week off to try to get their act together. Then they go to Illinois, and it's not like you're playing super teams.
But my dream was the Rose Bowl because I said you can lose to Penn State, and then you can lose. Just don't get blown out.
Yeah, I don't lose by 50
to the Buckeyes,
and then they send you to the.
And then they send you because they'll say you haven't been there forever. Yeah, your fans will go.
Yeah.
But now you're going to have at least three defeats because, in my opinion, Purdue is one for sure. Now, Penn State's going to be very hard,
and no, lose another one along the way.
Exactly. So you're not. So now you know where you're going. The Meineke Car Care Bowl.
Yes, that's right. But you know, but. That
was a hell of a no-show.
I got to ask you about Fleck. What's this urgency to go for it in the first quarter on 4th-and-1 on your own territory? What are you trying to – why do you care about capturing momentum in the middle of the first quarter?
Yeah.
You know, what's
when, the by deal? The way, you're not playing well, but you're not down by – I think you're down by a touchdown.
Well, it was still – as lousy as they played, it was still 10-10 with what?
Correct.
Eight minutes to go or 7 minutes to go?
I honestly think in games he panics. I do not think he's a good game coach. I think he's a good recruiter.
He does make some goofy calls.
He makes some goofy calls, and I think that his coordinators have done a very good job up until Saturday of controlling the game for him.
So you think he just tells the offensive coordinator, I want to go for it here. I mean, that's not, that's obviously not, that's head coaching decision there.
Yes.
That's not the OC saying,
no,
let's go for it. So
nope. And he puts that package in with Kramer as the Wildcat quarterback.
Everybody says they look flat. You've played three dogs. Then you went on the road and kicked the hell out of Michigan State. And now, for the first time, you come home and you got a damn near full stadium. As you pointed out, the students were there. It was jumping.
The students were great.
You don't come out. It's not flat. They didn't come out flat. They just Purdue outcoached them. Purdue had stuff figured out deep. Without Ibrahim playing, they, 47 rushing yards. 47.
Yeah. They came out looking like they thought that they were going to win.
Yeah. Kind of like Illinois did last year, except Illinois last year when they beat them. Didn't try to do anything.
Yep.
They would get two first downs and punt.
Yep.
And just figure that they could, that Tanner Morgan couldn't beat them. But Tanner Morgan was better than this until, you know, I mean, this year he was playing better than he had until Saturday when he was not too sharp. But, it was a, did you sense it at all?
What's that?
Before the game?
No, I sensed it early on. In fact, Chip came over and talked to me and said, this feels wrong. And I said, you're right. It just felt like they thought they were going to win.
Okay.
And then when Purdue stopped him at first and then went down and scored, which I believe was the first touchdown that the first team defense has given up this season, the Gophers look like, oh, my God, what's going on here? And Mo not playing. Can we please get an injury report in college football?
You gotta have one.
It's a business.
I don't know how Vegas and these guys can even take bets.
That's
without
what I was thinking.
Without, because somebody knows something, you know.
Yes.
That point spread goes from Purdue still covers, but it goes from Gopher being what? Gophers were 6.
No, I think it got up to 12 by kickoff.
Oh, that's right. 10.
It kept going up.
Well, if he's not playing, it goes down to a touchdown.
Yes.
Or 6. It goes down 5-6 points.
Correct.
You got it. Yeah, I mean, why don't ethically? I don't know. You know, they can't act like they're against gambling Don't we have DraftKings ads on college football just like we do the NFL and anything? I tell you, one of the great changes, one of the great rapid fire changes in American sports is we went from we're going to suspend we've suspended this kid from the NFL who bet $1,500 for a year at some casino on a parlay not involving his team.
Yep.
I love Kevin Hart on his ads, but if I see that ad one more time, I'm going to stab myself in the head.
Yep.
It's unbelievable. It's on the DraftKings ads is on 12 times during every NFL game you watch. Mm-hmm. It's amazing how we've just sold our souls to it. And the crawl telling you what the odds are and how they've changed during the game. Now that Steam is, the Gophers go from minus 230 to now they're now Purdue's a minus 180. And,
But you're right. How can you have
what happened?
That? And then a star running back just doesn't play.
Yeah.
Now, according to Fleck, the decision was made by the doctors before kickoff. I get that. But how can you not at least have an injury report on Friday?
Say questionable.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So you don't have to say he's out, but I mean, at least, nobody knew.
The power we give to college football coaches is obscene.
Yes.
Especially at a state university. Mm-hmm. At a state university, we should have transparency, shouldn't we?
And, yeah. Well, anything you bet on should have transparency.
Yeah, they can't do, they probably can't make Notre Dame do it because it's a private institution. But any school that gets state money, you should have to tell us who's playing and who's not, right?
Yeah.
I mean, it's, of course, they now use that, the HIPAA laws. They use the HIPAA laws to not tell you anything instead of tell you something.
And if you ever read those laws, they don't even come close to applying.
No,
it's
God,
the
no.
biggest bunch. Of, I mean,
yes, it is.
Basically, you can't find out if a person has a medical issue that is, serious.
Yeah.
Not a toe, turf toe. Turf toe is not HIPAA.
Yeah. Yeah, it is. Well, they don't. I think over half of them now are not releasing depth charts.
The Gophers don't.
They don't have depth charts.
Yeah.
No.
PJ doesn't do it.
You got
which
it.
Is another one of the stupidest things.
Yeah.
Time.
How do you sell a program if you don't have a depth chart in it?
Well, I mean, just list two teams, okay?
Yeah.
I don't. If a guy's on the third team, screw him.
Yeah. Yeah. But you need.
Where are your starters?
Depth chart. Yeah.
And who's going to replace a starter if he gets hurt?
Yes. They. It's incredible the way that we.
But nobody hides behind the amateur athletic thing. Mm-hmm. I mean, they're making billions of dollars.
And we're now begging people to send a check to the NIL Foundation, or whatever it is. We don't know who these people are.
No.
That we're getting this money to. Who are we sending this money to?
There is a great long-form newspaper investigative story in there.
Yeah, because how many of these guys are going to be like the people who are going to give away free food to the poor and are going to end up somewhere around the country there's going to be people siphoning that off and stealing it.
Yep.
How do you know you're sending a check to ethical people? Mark Coyle going to make sure these guys are because the university can't handle it, right? They can recommend it, but they can't handle
it. Yes, they can't be the front man.
Mm-hmm.
But you're right. That'd be a great big Sunday takeout. New York Times.
You kind of got to wait and see how it plays out here, but the first time you catch the crook, and there's going to be somebody's going to. Now at Alabama, if they want to raise $100 million and somebody wants to take 20 off the top, they're not going to care, right?
Right.
They don't care. I mean, they don't care about that. But it's funny though, college football. I was watching, unlike the NFL, I was watching a little bit of Georgia and Missouri. Georgia
talk about
no shows. But you knew all along Georgia was going to win.
Of course.
You ever have an idea that Missouri was going to win?
No.
Even when they were two touchdowns ahead?
No, I was
You said, eventually Georgia's going to say, geez, we better win.
Mm-hmm.
It's like Alabama. They last year who had them beat. They were on the 3-yard line.
Mm-hmm.
They had to go 98 yards. And all of a sudden, the guy completed 4 passes and they're in the end zone, and then they get the ball back and score again and they win.
Mm-hmm.
You knew Georgia was going to win. Even though Missouri playing the game of their guy Dinkowitz or whatever his name is going to get fired going into that game. They're 30-point underdogs. 30.
Were they really?
Yeah.
Missouri. I didn't know that.
Yeah. They had them beat.
I found it and watched a bunch of it and thought.
I did too.
The same
they're
going to
win.
Did.
Georgia's going to win.
Yeah.
Georgia's, this midget little quarterback they have, though, is not. They're not a.
I don't think you can say that anymore, Pat.
Small, I can.
Small guy?
Small. I can. I can.
Smaller guy?
Hey.
Diminutive?
I played baseball. It was midgets. Right?
I said it a couple years ago and I got a note saying, you can't say midget anymore.
Why not? It's, you know, it's. I bet it's in the dictionary.
Oh, sure it is.
Yeah, right. Small person. Yeah.
I'm just kidding.
But, yeah, I know. I know I'm not supposed to say midgets, but I played midget baseball.
Yeah.
You know, what the hell?
Yeah, is that gone now?
I'm sure hockey midgets are gone, right?
Are they? That's a shame.
Mm-hmm. I got bad news, by the way, on the hockey front.
What's up?
The granddaughter made the Bantam team, 13, the Bantam A team.
Mm-hmm.
A lot more trips, a lot more games.
Oh, boy.
Wait, that's bad news?
Yeah, it's going to have to go to more games.
Well, you don't have to go.
They got tournaments.
Your grandpa, yeah. You pick and choose. You
yeah, but grandpa's got it. Oh, he picks and chooses. I'm not going to all of them.
Screwed.
I'm not to all of them, but you got to make, you know, if she was down there on the C team, you could, yeah, you know, yeah.
Well, so you're hoping.
You can go 3-4 times.
That sounds like a curb.
But you go to.
You're hoping she doesn't make it.
What's wrong with the C team? You go to this. Yeah, you got to, you know.
Like, where are the trips?
Well.
Up north
think,
again?
I'm sure they're going to have Fargo. I'm not probably going to go to Fargo, but I know one thing. I'm not going to War Road. I did that once.
I know.
Fish houses. Stay away from War Road. They now have mobile fish houses. So on the weekend when you're coming back from a tournament. The other thing, of course, is and when your kid is playing in a youth tournament on a weekend when your grandkid.
Uh-huh.
You always kind of root for them not to be in the championship game, right? Because they'll play the losing games at like 10 in the morning.
Oh, okay.
And then they'll play the, you know, the third place game at 1. And then, but it could be 4 in the afternoon before they get around to the championship game on Sunday. The you got to get out of Dodge.
I like how you're thinking.
You
got
to get out of Dodge on Sunday. But,
good point. Plus, you know what? Builds character.
Yeah.
Losing builds character.
But I'm going to adopt a policy this year. If I go to a tournament out of town, as soon as they lose, I'm going home. You know, instead of, I'm not staying for the Concy games. I'm only staying for
I'm surprised you stayed.
I stayed for some Concy games last year, but I'm going
What's
to
happened?
The, I'm just going to the, I'm just going to the championship round.
No consolation.
Quarterfinals. Okay. You won. Okay.
Yeah.
Quarterfinals. You lose on Friday. See you later.
You're
out
of
Dodge. That's
cars warming up.
That's my new policy. My new policy.
I'm surprised
we're
you
gonna
stayed
have
for
high
consolation.
Standards. You know what? The girls' hockey was kind of fun to watch last year. 12, they had some math. They had about 4 players that were really good.
I would like to see consolation games across the board eliminated.
Yep.
There's no reason.
Yeah, but they got it when they get all those parents up there at War Roads paying $240 a night for a room that costs $14 the rest of the year.
Yeah, they got to play some games.
Yeah, they got to keep them there for. They got the three.
That's a loser's lament, right?
Yeah,
there.
They got the. They got the. I don't think they got the 3-night limit, but I think they got the 2-night thing.
Those are the greatest.
Yeah. War Road.
That's
War Road.
Genius.
Middle of winter.
Home
100
Jess,
below zero.
Jess Myers called Jess complaining.
Yeah.
100. I think it was.
He's the mayor.
I think Ryan told me, my stepson, he paid it for, I think it was $245 a night.
Oh.
What do you think it costs there in the middle of June? $45? This was a New Hampton Inn that was kind of nice, but not. Not luxurious.
$60
max.
$60 yeah. bucks.
They quadrupled.
Middle of June.
Quadrupled.
Declan's going to check it out
for us.
Yes. Right.
You know what? I got a summer hockey. That's what they should do.
What?
They should play summer games.
Summer hockey
up there, and then the hotel wouldn't know.
Mm-hmm.
Get booked up.
I went and saw her summer game with this team called the Blue Army. I didn't get a good effort that day.
That's
the Blue Army was, they got behind early and
no.
They wanted to be. They wanted to be somewhere else. They wanted to, you know, they kind of mailed her in. That's. But
you know what they did? Same thing as the Gophers did against Purdue.
But you know what I did? I left after two periods.
Well, there you go. You mailed it in too. Right.
I did too. Why am I going to?
You mailed
around?
It in. Hey,
that's right. You got to make sure the grandkid sees you, wave, then you can get the hell out of there.
How did you get cut by your garbage can?
Yeah, how'd that happen?
I gotta hear
now,
the story.
Okay, I got a new garbage carrier.
And you're sporting cuts on your head.
You can get the 50-gallon,
yeah,
which is the smaller one.
Mm-hmm.
And you can get the 70, which is like the biggest that you could get from my former carrier.
Mm-hmm.
But then you could get the 90.
I got the
90.
Oh, no.
A lot of trash.
What extra $10 a week or month, whatever it is. I don't even know how often you pay them.
Yeah.
But she was a big honker. She's a big one. And the lid, you know, it's a big lid. And we have it set out on the side behind a tree next to the garage. But we got the reclining roof on the garage, right? You've seen it.
Yeah.
So
oh, yeah.
It doesn't, you can't push it. You got to, that the roof hits it, right? So you got to kind of move the thing out and lean it up against the reclining roof, right?
Oh, okay.
Now, but I was trying to, some of the garbage that I put out on Friday, lawn stuff or stuff, didn't get in. But I figured the reason I got 90 is so I can throw that stuff in here, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I got two bags of this, and I'm stuffing it in there, and it's kind of, I got to make it small so I got room for the rest of the week, right?
Right.
Bang! All of a sudden, I was pushing it down, and this thing came down. The lid came down and hit me right in the head.
Ow!
Almost, and I could, you know, I got the thin skin. I get cut all the time.
Yeah.
And I was...
You staggered?
Wobbling. I was staggering. This thing came down because it's not the old wimpy lid that you see on most of it. It's a big, husky, tough lid.
Clearly.
Cut my head. Yeah, and it was, this is the remnants of it. But originally it was.
Looks like it hurt like hell.
Yeah, well, it did for 10 minutes.
Potential
but
concussion?
Then after that it was.
It could be a concussion. You might want to.
I could have been in the protocol.
You might want to go in the protocol.
I could have been in the.
But they'd force you right back out.
Garbage lid, yeah.
National Football League say, get out there. You're
Let
fine.
Let me see the dolphin guy. Yeah. We're good. So, yeah, it was an odd accident, to say the least. But it's.
Here's
the worst part.
Yeah.
So I went to Carlton Saturday to see the Book of Knowledge game, the most pompous title for a.
I read your column, yes.
McAllister Carlton. But Carlton, have you ever been down there? The old stadium, Laird Stadium.
Nope.
It's
nope.
An old brick stadium built in 1922. You still got the original bricks. And it was built, I think at one time, it held like 10,000 people. Now they got the bleachers, and they got a big mass of bleachers that could, you know, if they had it on each side, it'd hold 20,000. It'd hold 7,500. But it's 77 steps.
Mm.
I've counted them from the bottom to the press box.
Mm-hmm.
So I went 30, stopped for 20 seconds, went 30 more, and then there were 17 left. After that, I was counting them, you know. But here's the deal. As I said, when you get old, and I'm old, you would rather be going up steps than down them, you know, especially there. Because
mm-hmm.
It's, you know, it was. So it took me 77 steps to get up, but it took me 144 to get down because it was like the, you know, it was like the two steps per
right.
step. Because you would end up, if you lose it there, you're dead. You know, you go, if you're my age, you're dead.
The book of knowledge would not have been worth it.
If you lose it, you end up being.
Because you had a mishap at a St. John's game, didn't you? This season?
Yes. Climbing a fence. Climbing a fence.
This is an HBO show.
I was trying to cut across to get to the... Because they used to be able to just walk down to the field. Now they got this goofy fence.
Okay.
And last year, when I was younger and sprighter, more sprightly,
yes.
I climbed that fence no problem. This time I got hung up on top of it.
Oh, no.
Damn it, I had to have a couple of co-eds and a couple of guys help me over the damn thing, and then I fell on my back when I came
out.
But
could you have gone? Is there a way to get in?
I could have walked.
You just tried to cut.
I could have walked another
75
yards back down that way and come back up.
Okay.
Well, most normal people do, but I wanted to get up and start writing. I had deadline problems. But being the warrior that I am, got up, thanked the students for, helping me climb this barrier.
Yep.
And then went up, limped up, and wrote my column. But I was sore, man. I was sore that time. And the MIC is dangerous.
I was going to say, you know what? Scoggins, Suhan, and Neil do not do this.
No, they do not.
They don't give their all. Bell doesn't give his all, I guess.
They don't go risk. They're mad if there's not an elevator.
Yes.
That's
a good point.
Yeah. Or escalator, elevator, some damn thing, Pete, speaking of which, when are these lazy SOBs, these cheap, as they're spending hundreds of millions of dollars on football, when are they going to put an escalator in at
Huntington?
Huntington Bank Stadium? When are they going to get people
where
up to the main?
Part?
When you walk in, get up to the top of
You know what, Pat?
What the hell is wrong with a couple of escalators, you cheap SOBs? You're gonna be a second-rate program as long as you exist, unless you get some escalators.
They still can't get people in quickly.
No,
Every game, the line is
God,
mammoth.
Terrible.
Well, what is the problem?
The scanning system. I don't know.
What?
Because they ain't stopping folks with booze, I'll tell you that.
Listen. Take a chance. What the hell? 98% chance there's not going to be any untoward
acts,
weapons.
Yep.
There's not 98% chance.
Yep.
So just let them on in. Of course, that's my theory on airplane travel, too.
Yeah. Now, yeah. That's a little dicier.
Take a shot,
But you're not wrong.
Mm-hmm. What you have to do is start stereotyping in security. If it's an 80, if it's me or some woman.
See, I wouldn't trust you.
No.
I wouldn't trust old people.
Yeah.
Because you might not care.
Might be bitter.
Yeah.
Might be near the end of life.
Exactly.
We're bitter.
You're high risk.
Yeah, right.
A young, vibrant person, I'm going to be you want to live.
One of the problems with the gopher audience is that I'm the average age. That's one reason why it takes forever.
The youth showed up on Saturday, and you know what they got? Crap.
Yeah, that's right.
I've never seen the tailgate lot filled for an 11 kickoff. So like an early kickoff. I have never seen that many students.
Really?
It was packed with students.
Wow.
All excited to see the new Gopher football team.
Mm-hmm.
And they got that. They ain't ever coming back.
No. Well, they're not for 11 a.m. either. Wow. So,
you
spend some money on that stadium. You're bringing in all these, Biff it up a little bit.
You're right.
We got to get the new scoreboard.
Well, by the way, that scoreboard is awful.
Why didn't they spend it on an escalator?
You put them both in. Take PJ's next extension.
But there's no way.
Put it on an escalator.
There's no. Yeah, I guess they do have an elevator behind, right?
And they've got escalators to the suites and stuff. You're right, but they don't have. You're right.
They don't get They don't give the public access to the elevators either, do they? Unless you have suites or
club tickets.
Boy, they built that place on a cheap.
Oh, God, yeah. Are you kidding?
Unbelievable. $190 is what the original was. They put in more than that, but, why didn't they spend $400 and build a decent stadium?
I don't know. Well, it was the first one built. I wonder if they, because up until then, we were not building
stadiums at all.
I wonder if they were just at the time happy to get it.
What do you think? Question. If they didn't build this thing, would they be better off playing in the
Ziggy,
or is this better?
I like the fact it's on campus from a pregame standpoint.
Mona promises the band marching down.
Well, they do. It's very uninspired. Game wise, I think it's a wash.
Mm-hmm.
I think that they. So the problem is.
I think it's better for the students, obviously.
Yeah. The Ziggy, though, You know, it's got these arbitrary lots now, but Pat, that is so changed.
Yeah.
You know.
Yes. Yeah.
And basically, if there is an open lot, it's going to be a condo now.
I hate the Ziggy because it's just too damn much walking. You know, you get in, if you end up going in the front door, you got to walk for a week.
Not to mention the fact that I bought you a Coke and a burger and fries one time and had to take out a second mortgage.
That's right. You know what? I was thinking about writing a kind of an essay on the end of another baseball season, you know, and how more of a romantic view of the game. But you know what the worst thing about baseball now is? What they're charging people.
Yes.
Not so much tickets. What they're charging people.
Yes.
To have a beer. You go to the game. The romantic view is you go to a game, some, vendor comes walking down the aisle, and you give them $20 and you get three beers and you tell them to keep the change, right? You keep a couple of bucks.
That was
right?
The days, yeah.
$6, $7, or give them $25. Yeah. Take cash.
Yes.
Take cash. It's the romantic view of going to the ballgame and having a couple of beers. Well, you take a young lady or she takes you or a couple
Ask
of young
Declan,
ladies
yeah.
go.
Yeah.
It costs you, if you have two beers apiece, it costs you $50, $60, right? $60.
Yeah,
right?
If you're getting two beers, that's $25.
Yeah. And then, you know.
It depends.
Yeah, I mean, maybe 30
two
bucks.
Tall boys
two
of
tall boy crafts.
Furious,
you're talking about 32. $30. Yeah. That's why I don't take Judd to games.
Yeah, exactly. So I get a discount.
You can't. And
yes.
I mean, I know when the Murray sandwich first came in there, sandwich, I think it was $12 when they opened that stadium. Mm-hmm. 12 or 13. The last time I looked, it was 18 or something like that. I don't know if it still is. But what is the object of gouging people like this?
I have no idea.
You can still make a profit, but they sell their soul to the concession company and let them do anything they want to.
Correct.
They should cancel
it's the concession company. You're right.
Yeah, they should.
Well, how about
we need
this,
Jimmy. We need Jimmy Robertson back running the concessions, with Smokey T. Walt.
How about the fact, though, that, I mean, just a park in the ramp is what, 15?
14.
14.
Yeah. Yeah, that was they upped it this year. It's not our fault. It's not baseball fans' fault that the ramp used to be full when everybody worked downtown, and now it's one third full.
Right.
So the baseball is supposed to make up, you know, make up for the difference. I don't know what the Wolves are going to be this year. Last year they were 10, but I'm sure they're going to be more than that
because
they upped the Twins from 12 to 14.
Yeah.
That's ridiculous.
But if you're a family, like if you're dad and you take mom and your two kids, that's how much? 200 some odd just to
go? Well, if you get tickets, bad tickets out in left field. You can get four tickets for $100, right? If you're sitting out in the...
Okay, yeah.
I bought four tickets this year for that kind of the mezzanine in left
home
field.
Home run porch
left
thing?
Field, yeah.
That home run.
In left field.
Okay.
But those are pretty good seats, and there were $32 a piece. That's not the problem. The problem is if somebody wants something to drink or eat, you know, it shouldn't be. They just shouldn't. And what is baseball without beer? It is not romantic.
Damn right.
Baseball and beer are really linked for...
I agree.
Why are the best baseball towns in Minnesota German?
Yep.
They're all the German towns.
Yep.
Because they love beer.
They love the
And
drink.
Therefore, they love baseball.
Beer and brats.
Yeah, beer, brats, and, sausages.
No, you're right.
It's a joke, but you can't charge that much for beer and expect people to have any kind of a love for you. You go to the game. They win 4-3 in the ninth inning, and you're still mad because you just spent $250 because you had three beers and the tickets, you know?
And that's probably the one sport that just can't gouge, but does.
Yes. Yeah, you shouldn't be gouging.
You know, football gouges constantly, but it's what?
Yes.
Eight, nine home games that you
and
care
soccer,
about?
And soccer, they've gouged.
Well, those kids don't.
They don't care.
What they're watching.
You know what they do? although it's this way now everywhere.
Yep.
Everything, nobody pays cash anymore. So they don't.
Twins don't take cash, right?
No, Twins don't take cash. I don't know. Probably the Loons don't either, right?
I have no idea, but I'm
guessing. But when I was in, I was a couple, 3 years ago when they first opened, I went over there and everybody just puts it on the credit card and they don't think that they paid, you know, they don't. I guess when you're digging in your pocket and handing them a 50 and you get $8 back for three beers or $6 back for three beers, there's a little more impact back in the day, yeah. But now it's, and then you get your bill at the end of the month, right? So I don't
but
know.
But you are right.
Yeah. You just
bring those down.
People go to the game, they feel like they're getting gouged. Mm-hmm. And in baseball, there's 81 of these damn things.
Right.
You know, there's 81 of these things. It's not like being a fan of any other sport.
That's what I'm saying. You know? You can't gouge, but they do.
What do we charge at the X? Same prices?
Oh, but yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Like a Mick Light at the X is $14.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, they should not.
Craft beer.
They should not.
Unless they want to sponsor.
Unless they want to sponsor Score North. And Mick then Light. I will love Mick Light. Mick Declan here from Mick Light.
Mm-hmm. Yes, that's right.
Unchained.
Anyway. That was
all right.
That's it. Okay.
Okay.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Goodbye.
You've heard me discuss my relationship with Josh Arnold for some time. The reason I advocate that you give Josh a call is simple. Trust and results. Josh has seen it all when it comes to economic and market conditions. As has been said, through all of our relationship, past results do not guarantee future returns. And while that is true, Josh can make sure that your retirement objectives match your investments. You can understand that Josh will make sure you are not paying more in fees than you are seeing in returns. Yes, that is more common than you would like to think. Do yourself a favor and have a booking with Josh for the 48-minute free evaluation. This is a no-obligation meeting. Call Josh at 952-925-5608. You will be glad that you did.
Investment services offered by Josh Arnold Investment Consultant, LLC, a security investment advisor. Past performance is no guarantee of future results. All investments involve risk. All comments and opinions are Josh Arnold's and do not constitute investment advice.
Patrick Roycey is a paid endorser.